from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, August 23rd. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Mom Brain, what to wear this week. Getting dressed every day while juggling kids' schedules, deciding what to have for dinner, and 18 loads of laundry is a lot. Comfort is key, and sometimes the right outfit can shift your whole day. We're bringing the Pinterest board to you with comfy and easy outfits that still look chic. Here are 5 simple outfit combos to spark some joy in your closet this week. This outfit is a perfect mix of wear, now and later. Add the polo for warmth over your shoulders if you need it, or a scarf around your waist for a trendy moment. Next. Second, from Emily Lay. Sunday scroll hash 155. We just completed our first full week back at school. What a time. On that same note, we also said see you again one day to a beautiful woman, my best friend, Jane's mom. It was a very beautiful week for sure over here. This week was emotional in every way, and we're all feeling the need to rest and recharge this weekend. I hope today's Sunday scroll finds you curled up somewhere comfortable with a cup of your favorite nearby. Enjoy. I've gotten a few skincare-related questions lately, so I wanted to reshare my simplified skincare routine. Everything I use, all in one place. Up next, third, from Healthy Mom Club. Easy kid lunch ideas for the week. My toddler loved these lunches this week. Pizza, bagels, and taquitos. Such fun but secretly healthy meals. And then, fourth, from Family Defense Network. 7 things I refuse to do for my teenagers. Parenting teenagers is a season of learning to loosen our grip without letting go of our responsibility. As they grow, we have to decide which burdens to carry for them, which lessons to let them learn, and when stepping in would help or hinder the adults they are becoming. There are some things I simply refuse to do for my teenagers, even when doing them would make life easier in the moment. It is okay to do things for kids that they can do for themselves. Sarah Rosen's, we when I saw one more reel from a parenting expert saying, what are you doing for your child that they can do for themselves? As she talked about her youngest resisting spreading the jam on the sandwich they were making for their school lunch saying I can't. I knew I had to write about it. Because I'm not raising teenagers. I'm raising future adults. My goal is not to keep them comfortable, popular, or dependent on me. Next. Fifth, from Reimagine Peaceful Parenting with Sarah Rosen's Wheat Substack. Go ahead, do things for your kids. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.